Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. I'm so glad that you're here. It's wonderful that we get to be together, whether you're here with us in church or you're with us online, as we continue this green season after the Epiphany, when we discover all of the ways in which Jesus is made manifest in our lives. I'm glad you're here. Someone may have needed you to be here. So thanks for being here. There aren't a lot of announcements that I need to make this morning, but I do want to say one thing. I just wish to remind you that Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is February 22nd this year, and we will begin Lent here on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., February 22nd, Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope that you have a chance to read through them and discover all of the ways that you can plug into the ministry around you. But we've gathered this morning so we can be in worship. So let us continue that worship by joining together in our gathering song, Sing a Song. Let us rise and sing together. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, with endless mercy, you receive the prayers of all who call upon you. By your Spirit, show us the things we ought to do, and give us the grace and power to do them. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The first lesson is from Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 1-9a. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie sackcloth in ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into your house when you see the naked to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and the power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature we do speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to perish. But we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would have been crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, no one eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor human heart conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also no one comprehends what is truly God's except for the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God, the word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. And Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At Christmas Eve services, there was a time during both the 7 and the 11 o'clock service where we passed candlelight from person to person. The lights in the room were dimmed, and there was still more than enough light to see by because of all of those candles. Now, that's kind of amazing when you think about it, because a candle isn't really all that bright, at least not when you compare it to a light bulb and things like that. But when we're all working together, there was more than enough light. One candle isn't always enough. It may be enough to dispel the dark, but it's not enough to light the entire world or even just the entire room. Now, there's a promise that Jesus made to us, that when two or three of us are gathered together in His name, Jesus is there with us. When two or three or 100 or more gather together, our light shines bright. Jesus is among us, and we can change the world in God's love. And that's what our readings today are encouraging us toward. A reading today from Isaiah sounds an awful lot like the reading from Micah last week. "Announce to my people their rebellion" in Isaiah sounds an awful lot like the indictment that was brought against God's people in Micah. In Isaiah today, God's people think that they're on God's side, that they're doing what God wants them to do, but God doesn't always see it that way. The practice that Isaiah is lifting up as a for instance for us today is fasting. Now, as Lutherans in our day and age, we don't talk about fasting a lot. In fact, for most of us, fasting is part of either a diet program or it's something that we have to do before we do a blood test. But fasting has been a spiritual practice for millennia. We refrain from eating, we refrain from something in order to focus our attention on prayer, on service, to focus our lives on God and our relationship. In our reading from Isaiah today, the people are fasting sometime, mostly for show. They cry out because they're doing all of this fasting, but God doesn't seem to be noticing. They're saying we're fasting in all of these posh places. We're fasting in all of our appropriate fasting outfits. We're doing all of this work, but do you even notice, God? And God has noticed. God has noticed that they are more concerned with credit than in focusing their lives on prayer and service. God has noticed that they go through some motions and expect full credit and goodies. Truth be told, God doesn't mind our going through the motions, because even going through the motions can lead to deeper and deeper practices and to growth in our faith. We have to start somewhere. It's the demanding for recognition and for goodies that somehow or another we've earned something from God. That's when God gets short with all of us. The fast that God would rather us choose is to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke. God wants us to share our bread, to clothe the naked and to welcome strangers. God is hoping that our light will shine. That is the result of the fasting in God's eye. The result is care and love for our neighbors. It's prayer, praise, and thanksgiving being lived and shared by all of us. That is the fact. That is the light. And that is our call as God's children. Jesus echoes all of this as his Sermon on the Mount continues this morning in the gospel reading. You are salt. You are light, Jesus tells us. These images are meant to help us see what it is that we can do in the kingdom of heaven, sharing the blessings that come to all of us. You are the salt of the earth. Now, salt is an amazing product, right? It's used for all kinds of different things. We use it to preserve. We use it to clean. We use it to melt ice. That's a big use for salt in Minnesota, I promise you, right? But more than anything, we use it to add flavor. And that last one is what Jesus is comparing us to. We are meant to add flavor to the world around us. Now, if you've ever tried salt-free potato chips, you know that it's not good. No, not worth, right? But a world without the salt of the earth, a world without people like you and me, people who have felt the presence of God, people who have received the forgiveness, the life and salvation from God, people who know the love of God, that world is dark and flavorless. Jesus is calling us to walk into this world bringing the flavor of God's love, bringing the kindness that God shows to all of us, the kindness that Jesus models for all of us, so that the world might sing with the flavor of God's grace and become part of the kingdom of heaven. That is our calling. Jesus also wants us to know that we are the light. We may not be the source of the light, but we get to bring it with us. From churches at Christmas time to work, from the hallways in school to being in line at the store, from hospital rooms or homes to laughter or an embrace, Jesus is calling us to shine with the light of God's love. Too often we want to cover it up, hide our faith so that we won't look too weird to the people around us. But Jesus is calling us to let our love, our light, shine for all that it's worth in our life and in our living, in our words and in our action, for all people we ever encounter. We are the light of the world. Now, the light is not mine, all right? It's not yours. It's the gospel light that we are called to shine out with for all the world. If it's mine, it's dim, it's dark, it's non-existent. If it's ours, the shadows are all around us. We don't provide the light. Like we don't provide the saltiness, we get to share it. God's love for us all is the source. God's goodness and grace, the gift of righteousness through the mercy of God in Jesus Christ our Lord, provides not just enough, but always more than enough to flavor and to shine, to provide joy and light for all around us. Jesus gave it to me. I'm going to let it shine. Living as the salt of the earth and as the light of the world is how we get to participate in the kingdom of heaven. That kingdom, Jesus reminds us, is at hand. It's close by. It's right here and right now. And we get to be a part of that. We get to be a part of that city set on a hill, shining and pointing. Pointing not to ourselves, but pointing to Christ. Pointing to the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This way, we get to live a righteousness that God provides us in Jesus. That's what Jesus is talking about at the end of our gospel reading today. Jesus fulfills all of God's will. All of it. We never could. And so Jesus does. He fulfills that law so that our righteousness doesn't depend on our wholesome goodness, but rather it depends on God's grace and the love of Jesus. This is how our righteousness can exceed that of the Pharisees, who always thought it was all up to them anyway. And this is how we get to become salt and light. Being salt and light, these are just more instances and images of the blessings that God showers on each of us from the Beatitudes till today. The challenge for us this day and every day is, what are we going to do with those blessings? We get to add flavor to the world. We get to bring the zip and the zing of God's forgiveness and salvation. We get to shine with the light of Christ's love so we might care for, so we might bring release, so that we can live the fast that Isaiah is calling us to and bring that light to the shadowed and dark corners all around us. What are we going to do? May we all decide that I'm going to let it shine. Amen. Let us remember our baptisms and confess together our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called together to follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Call your people to seek your wisdom in difficult conversations and action. Give the church everywhere courage to repent for the ways we have tolerated and practiced injustice. Lord, in your mercy, inspire our wonder at creation. From the light of dawn to the beauty of the dark night, sustain the unseen depths of the ocean to the plants and animals we know well. Bring healing to lands and communities experiencing natural disasters. Lord, in your mercy, Instruct the powerful in your ways. Provide upright leadership in business and industry that workers are not oppressed. Throughout the world, inspire voters and raise up politicians to heed your call for actions to practice righteousness. Lord, in your mercy, loosen the bonds of injustice in our midst. Grant peace to endless quarrels. Put an end to hunger and break every yoke of oppression. Shelter all who flee abuse in their homes or violence in their communities. Satisfy those afflicted in any way. Lord, in your mercy, God of healing and grace, there are many who need your presence and power. We pray for those who suffer from illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these who are known to us and who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Randy, Dan, Cody, Phyllis, Stephanie, Judith, Ashley, Rhonda, and Jim. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, and save us all. Lord, in your mercy, shape our congregation to be salt for the earth. Give us delight in your commandments that we are generous with those in need. Make us steadfast in our trust in you, ready with tangible mercy and compassion for our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, the cross and resurrection bring redemption from sin and death. We praise you for all whose unshaken faith in Christ shines forth in their witness. Keep them in our remembrance and bring us with them into the kingdom of heaven. Lord, in your mercy, we bring to you our needs and hopes, O God, trusting your wisdom and power revealed in Christ crucified. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection has opened to us the way of everlasting life. You are indeed holy, Almighty and merciful God. You are most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your Son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim our Lord's death until he come. Remembering, therefore, his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. And we ask you mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sins may be formed to live as your holy people and be given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus loves you. And in the power of that love, I bid you come to his table of grace.
Open up my eyes to see all of you, the mystery. My breath, you stars. I'm amazed by who you are. Lord, we lift you high. Oh, God, be magnified. You have overwhelmed my heart. I'm amazed by who you are. The universe at your feet, and angels bow when you speak. So high above our greatest song, still you call, and we will come.
Rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent out into the world in love and service. And so together we pray, holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine, you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we might speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.